It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ariana Grande's manager, Scooter Braun, opened up about once being fired by her a few years ago and hinted that she came to her senses after she broke up with a crappy boyfriend. In a recent interview, Braun explained how he decided to stay quiet instead of speak out when he hit a rough patch with Ariana. He watched this other manager get fired, and he said, "I saw him defend himself instantly and put out a lot of truths. Then I watched the artist see those truths and not want to deal with it and then forever hate that manager. And with Ariana, I could have said a lot of stuff. And in fact, my team wanted me to because they were pissed. But I said, we're not going to say a word and this is going to come back around. They were like, never take her back. But I just said, let's stay quiet. Let's let our truth be our actions. And when crappy boyfriends leave, she starts to see the light on some stuff. And then that's when I got a phone call one day and I went over there. They had a very honest conversation. He says that Ariana and him went their separate ways in 2016 before reuniting this September. It's unclear who Ariana was dating at the time, but she and Big Sean broke up after 8 months of dating in April of 2015, and then she started dating Mac Miller in August 2016. He doesn't have any hard feelings towards her, though, because they're stronger than ever nowadays.
That's a smart move to do that, because it's so easy to jump up and say something and defend yourself, but it worked out for him.
Right. During an interview, Enrique Iglesias confirmed that he and longtime partner Anna Kournikova are not married, but said that he does have something very interesting to eat for breakfast.
Your physical relationship is better than ever. What is the secret to keeping...
Where did that come out?
That was in an interview.
My physical, you mean more sex than ever? You can't say the word sex.
Well, you said it now.
I know this is a breakfast show, right?
How do you keep the flame alive?
That's exactly what I do for breakfast. I'm kidding. No.
You're right here for breakfast.
I hope you brush your teeth first.
Steve Carell will be the male lead in Apple's untitled morning show drama starring Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon. It's picked up with a 2-season, 20-episode order. The series will offer an inside look at the lives of the people who help America wake up in the morning. Now, I am interested in this. It has all of my favorite people in it. Jennifer Aniston, one of my favorite actresses. Reese Witherspoon, one of my favorites. And Steve Carell's one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And this is about, you know, who helps America wake up in the morning. I don't know yet if it's TV people or if it's radio. Either way, I'm interested.
I guarantee it's TV people. Radio.
They never do radio movies.
We're too ugly and we smell. They just don't like dealing with us.
I wish that there were more radio movies out there. By the way, just a fun fact. If you want to see a really, really good radio movie about what it's really like working in radio, then watch Howard Stern Private Parts. It's older, but it is so good, but totally inappropriate for young kids. So definitely adults
only. I was going to say, definitely don't let the little ones, you know, watch that. That may not be the best thing ever for them to do that.
Yeah. It looks like Steve Carell will play a morning show anchor who is struggling to maintain relevance in a changing media landscape. The cast marks his first series regular role since he wrapped The Office in 2011.
All right.
And today is Drake's 33rd birthday, and yesterday he posted an exchange between him and his favorite high school teacher about breaking the record for the most top 10 hits on Billboard Hot 100 in the calendar year. Drake's former teacher messaged him with a screenshot of an article about his new record, saying that she often wonders what Drake's teenage self would think of his own success. And Drake kind of like joked with her and said, "Oh, my younger self would be unable to fathom the news, and I'd be more concerned about wondering how I can get my low grades up." It was really cute. But happy birthday to Drake.
Happy birthday, Drake.
Coming up after 8:15, did John Mayer reveal his number, if you know what I mean?